All right, I thought we'd look at Revelation 18 tonight. We talked this morning about how the Lord reminds us of truths because I mentioned three things, because we lose them naturally, because the world tries to kick them from us and make us lose them, and because it's the nature of God's love to repeat important things to us. And he does it with the gospel all the time. People are always receiving the message of the gospel. Nations that are in darkness and persecute his people, he still sends the gospel to. His children are martyred at times because he's sending the gospel. And that's the zeal and love of the Lord, because he knows what's at stake, and we just don't naturally know that. We think, like people think, that everything's going to be fine. And we're seeing some things in the world today that probably would also in themselves be needful for us to remember and be reminded of. And so let me look at Revelation 18, verse 1. I'll read a few verses and then we'll go farther later. Revelation 18, 1, after these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illumined with his glory. And he cried out with a mighty voice, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great. She has become a dwelling place of demons and a prison of every unclean spirit, and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine, the passion of her immorality. And the kings of the earth have committed acts of immorality with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich by the wealth of her sensuality." I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plagues. For her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Pay her back even as she has paid, and give back to her double according to her deeds. In the cup which she has mixed, mix twice as much to her, to the degree that she glorified herself and lived sensuously, to the same degree give her torment and mourning. For she says in her heart, 'I sit as a queen, and I am not a widow, and will never see mourning.' For this reason, in one day, her plagues will come, pestilence and mourning and famine, and she will be burned up with fire, for the Lord God who judges her is strong." Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for the message of your sovereign rule in this world. I think we need the reminder of this constantly, just as we saw that Jacob was reminded of the same truths in promises that he had received already and his forefathers had received. And yet, Lord, he was, in your eyes, one to visit again, to appear to, and to carry on further your promises through him, so that he would be mindful of them always. For Lord, there are things in the world that happen and take our minds off of it and make us be more in a natural state, forgetting things which we should remember. And help us tonight, I pray, to see and to cling to you in these times. In Jesus' name, amen. We have in Revelation 18 the judgment of Babylon. Babylon is the nation of Babylon was that which destroyed Judah and the temple and took out, you know, basically Israel having already been taken out before by Assyria. Babylon was the one that destroyed the temple, brought great havoc and hardship to the people of Judah, and cast Israel, dispersed Israel, you know, to the four winds, basically, until the Lord 70 years later brought restoration. We also know in Babylon, it harkens back to Babel. Babel was that effort after the flood to become a world empire, a city that was together, that city would house all the people, and they would not scatter. And they would, as God said then, that what's impossible to them? I mean, in a human sense, they'd be able to do anything they wanted to, because all the power would be localized in that one spot. So Babylon is then mentioned in Revelation as the name of the world system, the secular world system. There is the harlot that also is an aspect of Babylon that we see judged in Revelation 17, is the support for Babylon, the religious harlot. Many see it as Roman Catholicism in history. But Babylon itself is the commercial power, like Babel, wanting to run the world, and does run the world. It is the system that the devil rules. When we say that Satan is the god of this age, we're speaking of him being head of Babylon, this world empire of evil. You can see how it is described. Now, it's spoken of, and I mentioned this before, we looked at this passage a few years back, that it is spoken of as in the past tense. And it is not even now in the past tense. But when it's spoken in the past tense before it happens, you do that because of the certainty of the judgment. It is so certain that it is spoken of in the past tense. We all know by looking around that Babylon has not fallen. This world system is still strong. But you see that it's become, verse 2, a dwelling place of demons, and a place of every unclean spirit, and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird. It is an evil system. It is opposed to God. And as the devil, of course, is opposed to God, we would expect that his kingdom is opposed to God. So whatever Babylon manifests, it will manifest in opposition to God. Now, there's still people of God in the world, and the Holy Spirit is still in the world, and the Holy Spirit restrains the full capacity of wickedness and corruption in the world. When the Holy Spirit is removed from his restraining position, then it's going to break out such as we see in Revelation. But we already have the seeds of that since Babylon is in existence now. The world system is thriving now. So we see the earmarks of these wicked things. The governments of the world right now are driving evil. Now, individuals are evil. Of course, nations are made up of individuals. But the world system, the government system, the powers that be, this Babel spirit, which the devil rules, that inclines all things to conform to evil. And so today you can't just tell someone, okay, you're a homosexual. If you want to be a homosexual, go right on with it. That's up to you, but it's not right. Well, you can't say that. You got to say it's right and good and even better than anything else. The transgender things, you've got to approve of that. You've got to say that's a great thing. They want applause. They want conformity. They don't want you just to put up with them. They want you to approve of them. And so people do that, and they benefit from it. It says in verse 3 that nations, all the nations, have drunk of the wine of the passion of her immorality. And the kings of the earth have committed acts of immorality with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich by the wealth of her sensuality. So Babylon is a system whereby the wicked in this world can profit with power and with riches, and immorality. Sin can be encouraged and go on without check. Sensuality is people doing whatever they feel like doing. Their senses tell them. You can't tell people that that's wrong anymore. That's considered to be very passe now to note that. It's not a place for the people of God. Verse 4 says, come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plagues. For her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. So this is the judgment of Babylon. And when we look at Babylon today, we don't see judgment upon it. We see it thriving. Take, for example, what we see lately in Canada. Canada has become, in recent days, an open dictatorship. And it's from one of the most unlikely dictators as you would ever see. This baby-faced Justin Trudeau, who is the prime minister, I guess is his title, of Canada. He looks like he, be good for maybe some little dog catching job, or something lower, and just natural things, doing whatever. Not that catching dogs is a bad thing, but I wouldn't want to do it. And he doesn't see himself that way. And so he's pumping his power up. And I noted, and I think we've all seen, that when COVID began to spread, the COVID itself was the means by which Babylon would extend its power. I haven't mentioned it in those words, but this is what's used by governments today, state governments, local governments, federal government, world governments, to justify tyranny, to take over things. The truckers have been striking in Canada, pretty peaceful protest. Trudeau was for the Black Lives Matter protest. There was thousands of police officers injured in that. There's been one police officer slightly injured in these protests in Canada, and Trudeau he's calling in the horses to trample on some people, and he's threatened. I mentioned this morning, he's threatened that people who are protesting would have their dogs, their pets taken from them, and their children taken from them. Before that, they mentioned, put them in child protective services. That's the power of Babylon. It's not anything to do with COVID. COVID was just the means to get to that point where you could run things, you could take over. These authoritarian types, socialists, is socialism. They don't want voters. They don't want to have to be dependent on voters to keep them in power, to approve of them. They want to just be it by themselves, sovereign. When you see Babylon here, this is what you see, the power of Babylon. And we know from the beast, who is ruler, physical, a ruler of Babylon in the last days, the Antichrist. He has the power to cut off your source of income, take your job, take your money. In Canada, they're talking about freezing the assets of people who were protesting, taking their money from them. The beast in Revelation does the very same thing. makes a mark. You have to have a mark that shows you're in conformity to what the beast, what Babylon demands. So what you see north of the border right now is Babylon in the end times. I don't know how it'll go. I hope it is turned. Wouldn't surprise me, a guy like Trudeau, he's not very scary in and of himself. He's only that by nature of being in charge for whatever reason he is. It wouldn't surprise me if they busted that up. I don't know that it will happen, though, if this is a demonic move. We already are aware of how Canada has persecuted Christians. The churches in Canada, James Coates, his church, he was put in jail, all because of COVID. But of course, it had nothing to do with COVID. It has to do with power and who's going to be in charge. And so that's what this is. And we look at that and we go, that is awful. And I've been watching in the news, maybe you have too, we're reading it, not watching it, but of what's going on. And I just say, I just wish that that would end. I wish that Trudeau would get kicked out. I wish that the Canadians would be, set free from this. But then you find out that more than 50% of the Canadians approve of what he's doing. And you go, what is this? Why is Canada, who's always been such a friendly place, why are they gone stark raving mad now? So there's more at work here than just your regular politics. Well, that's the spirit here you see in Revelation 18, that we want to see this wickedness paid back. And so that mention there is pay her back, verse 6, even as she is paid. Give back her double according to her deeds. In the cup which she has mixed, mixed twice as much for her. To the degree she's glorified herself, lived sensuously, to the same degree, give her torment and mourning. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen and I am not a widow and will never see mourning. You're seeing this in small ways too. The ones making mandates, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, school mandates for the kids to be masked up all day. They are flaunting those mandates in their own person. The Super Bowl was last Sunday, and there was a law in place in Los Angeles where the Super Bowl took place that you had to be masked at the Super Bowl. Well, who was masked? Not the people who made the rules, not the celebrities who showed up and to support the people who make the rules. No, I mean, I bet there were maybe 5%. I mean, I'm just guessing. Nobody was masked. And why would they be? Why should they be? Masks, I don't think, have stemmed the tide of anything COVID-wise. But the point is not COVID. They know that won't stop COVID. We've been told for a while by not everybody, but a good many, that what COVID consists of will get right through a cloth mask, no problem. It's about power. And it's not for them, it's for us. It's for the little people. You see that here, this pride that Babylon has. I sit as a queen. They can do what they want, but we have to do what they want. And so there's a cry out for judgment. And the Lord is saying here, and it's a good reminder for us so that we know this when we see them getting away with all this stuff and causing all this sorrow and oppression. For this reason, verse 8, in one day her plagues will come, pestilence and mourning and famine, and she will be burned up with fire. Notice why. For the Lord God who judges her is strong. Now that's our reminder, that's our refresher on the truth of God right there that we need to hold on to. As strong as these authoritarian socialist dictator types of Fidel Castro governments are. And however long they go on, and whatever oppression they lay down, and we saw much of it in Judges upon Israel, that the Lord, when he chooses to judge, and their sins have piled as high as, you know, the heavens, when the Lord chooses to judge, there's no obstacle in that power for the Lord. The obstacle they present is to us. We can't overcome their power. We can't kick against that. And when you do, you park a truck in the way to protest mandates. Well, they just kick it out of the way, and they throw you in jail and take all your money and take your children and your pets and whatever else. Because it's just not about anything but power. We can't do anything about it. I applaud the people of Canada who are standing up and protesting socialism, really, dictatorship. Hope they win. I hope we see in coming days that these things will have some fruit. I hope Trudeau is kicked to the curb. But overall, we have to kind of watch, see what happens. Because it is the Babylon is universally supported. Verse 9 of Revelation 18. The kings of the earth who committed acts of immorality and lived sensuously with her will weep and lament over her when they see the smoke of her burning. So kings and people, merchants, the governments of the world, this is a heartbreaking day when Babylon falls. They stand, verse 10, at a distance because of the fear of her torment, saying, "Woe, woe, the great city Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come." The 1 hour aspect is just, it's sudden. Here, Trudeau is in Canada doing all these things, and if it follows this, suddenly he's out. Suddenly there's freedom. Suddenly there's judgment. Suddenly the people of God are vindicated. Freedom is brought back. And of course, that culminates with the coming of the Lord Jesus after this in Revelation. But the merchants weep. The people of God rejoice. The people who are oppressed rejoice. But verse 11 says, the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore. See, they're in it for the money. The wickedness, what was that to them? Cargoes of gold and silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, and scarlet, every kind of citron wood, and every article of ivory, and every article made from very costly wood and bronze and iron and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, perfume, frankincense, wine and olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, cargoes of horses, chariots, slaves, and human lives. The whole commerce, the whole economic system propped up by this authoritarian power run by the devil. The fruit you long for has gone from you. All things that were luxurious and splendid have passed away from you, and men will no longer find them. The merchants of these things who became rich from her will stand at a distance because of the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, saying, "Woe, woe, the great city. She who was clothed in the fine linen and purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour such great wealth has been laid waste. And every shipmaster, every passenger and sailor, and as many as make their living by the sea stood at a distance and were crying out as they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like the great city? And they threw dust on their heads and were crying out, weeping and mourning, saying, woe, woe, the great city, in which all who had ships at sea became rich by her wealth. For in 1 hour, she has been laid waste. There's all that mourning. And you've got that in any kind of conflict. You've got in a contest, you've got the people who are on one side and the people who are on the other side. And Babylon's got plenty of citizens who are fully supportive of that system. And they mourn. They weep because the system has been ended quickly. They can't believe it. However, the other side, verse 20, rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints and apostles and prophets, because God has pronounced judgment for you against her. Man, that's going to be the day. And as I say, it's made in the past tense as though it's already taken place, even though it is yet to come, because it is so certain. All these prideful people who believe that their ideas and their laws are above everybody else. We have in our own country, Congress makes laws they have no intention of keeping themselves. They spend money they do not have and forced it on us who don't have it as well. This is the way the world is. It's corrupt, sensual. It's fully supporting and defending the decrees of the devil. And God's people are, of course, first of all, disturbed by it and then physically assaulted by it. And yet, 1 hour, it goes down. I mean, that's the kind of thing you can say it at 10 o'clock. Wow, this thing's been going on. It's never going to end. And then 11 o'clock, you'd say, what happened? Where'd it go? It's that quick in the symbolism here. Verse 21, and here's something we see through this passage, and it starts in the very first verse of this chapter, when we see another angel coming down from heaven having great authority, and the earth was illumined with his glory, and he said with a mighty voice, cried out with a mighty voice, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. Verse 8, then we have it there that the Lord who judges her, the Lord God who judges her, is strong. You've got this theme of strength of God through this. We don't have that. But the strength of God brings her down, Babylon. And so a strong angel, verse 21, took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, so will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence and will not be found any longer. And the sound of harpists and musicians and flute players and trumpeters will not be heard in you any longer. And no craftsman of any craft will be found in you any longer. And the sound of a mill will not be heard in you any longer. And the light of a lamp will not shine in you any longer. And the voice of the bridegroom and bride will not be heard in you any longer. For your merchants were the great men of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all who had been slain on the earth. This is a wicked, devilish, demonic world system run by wicked people. Behind all of it, the devil who opposes all that is to God's glory. So it ends. Now, I don't know when it will end, but this tells us that it will end, and it will end fast and hard. It may be of comfort to us then, when we're looking at all this authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist, action going on in the world, that we would remind ourselves of this, that the Lord God who judges her is strong, that strong angels come and symbolize her fall by throwing a great stone into the sea. The rejoicing that takes place after is also the rejoicing that we can do before in anticipation. Think about how deceived even these deceivers are. Because she says she sits as a queen, she will never, ever be in mourning. This is what is believed. People getting together, this is what was taking place in Babel. They get together and they join hands and they have a common force. And they have a great deal of confidence in that. That power that comes to them can never be assailed, never be beaten. That's what you see here. We see it all the way down to school boards. There's school boards that like to flaunt their power. We've seen that. Places in Virginia where they've tried to, you know, and again, COVID is often the means of doing this. You know, mask mandates for kids. You know, all those poor kids have to be smothered all day long by these mandates. And it has nothing to do with COVID. That's the veneer. That's the excuse. And people who want to have authoritarian power will use whatever excuse, whatever crisis, whatever they can do to get what they want, which is control. The devil wants control of all things and to have everything conform to his will. And Babylon is his vehicle, this world system. Now, Babylon here is a city because, you know, we have the city of Babylon and the nation of Babylon in scripture and their destructive power over Judah. But it's the entire world system, this entire world wicked evil system is in the crosshairs of God. And every success they have every day, every law they pass that gives them more power, all their preening that they do, all their hypocrisy, all of that is very temporary. And it's taking place while God is viewing them through his crosshairs, that whenever he chooses to end it, he will in an hour. And that's not necessarily a literal hour, but it just is a very fast fall. It comes, it connected to the next chapter, with the coming of Jesus Christ. That's when it goes down. But you see that the Lord brings it to an end rapidly. We should take and need to take comfort in that. Let's pray. Lord, it's sad for us to see the authority that men use to oppress people. Of course, it happens throughout history. It's happening closer to us, even our own country. And the excuse of COVID is a ready means by which this is done. Well, I pray that you would break it up. We know that you break it up before the end in prior times. You broke up the oppression during the days of the judges. You've broken up the oppression of the Roman Empire, other empires. We know the system remains, but Lord, there are times, and we pray for that, where that system is not so oppressive over all people, because we're told to pray for kings and all who are in authority that they might be saved. And by being saved, that system in all of its wickedness will be restrained to some great degree by the fact that hearts are changed. We pray for that. But Lord, in the worst case scenario, may we be reminded that this Babylon is in your crosshairs to take out when you choose. We thank you that you are doing that and that is the truth. In Jesus' name, amen.